All right, bye bye. Take care. Seriously. Why do they have to come over so often? Do they not have a key to their own fucking house? God damn. Hi, I thought you were going to take a shower. No. I was just talking about a different friend of mine. They wanted to come sleep over, but I'm pretty sure that they were just really fucking drunk. And I kind of didn't want to deal with the mess. You know how it is. No, it's not about them. No, I'm not annoyed that they're always coming over. Yeah, I'm sure. Really. Okay. I can see the way you're staring at me. What do you want? You want me to be completely honest with you? Really? Are you sure? Because once I open my mouth, I will not be able to take back what I'm going to say. And what I'm going to say is going to be bitchy. Okay then, I don't like them. They're rude and mean, and you deserve better than the shit they spew at you. No, it is shit, okay? You two fight every single fucking night. Actually, no. It's more like that asshole comes to scream at you for 20 minutes, has sex with you, eats all our fucking food, and then leaves. No, relationships shouldn't be that goddamn hard. You shouldn't be fighting for their love at this point. You guys have been together as whatever the fuck it is forever now, okay? By now, they should just love you. Or at the very least, like you enough to not treat you like some Saturday night booty call that they come over to see when nobody at the fucking bar wants to hit on them. It doesn't make sense to have to fight for someone you care for to treat you with some basic human compassion. You shouldn't have to prove your feelings all the fucking time just for them to reward you with the possibility of their love. They can be nice to you? Really? Really, they should treat you nice. You shouldn't be with them because they occasionally treat you well and sometimes make you feel happy, alright? As your partner, this person should be happy making you happy. They should treat you well because people should treat each other well with basic kindness and respect, okay? You are owed that much from someone you are in a romantic relationship with, okay? Especially since they have the fucking nerve to tell you that they want to be in this relationship with you, that they want to be part of your life. If someone goes a tiny bit out of their way to make your day brighter and happier, and then they turn around and make a big fucking deal about how it was so difficult for them and it was such a drag, that's not love. That's fucking extortion. They just want you to know that they're unhappy doing things that make you happy, so that you can do something for them in return. So that you feel bad and feel like you have to make shit up to them. And I know that kind of bullshit makes you feel bad. Baby, being treated with love and kindness shouldn't make you feel bad. Because that fucking sucks. Every time someone treats me with a modicum of respect or care, it confuses the hell out of me. It scares me, it actively terrifies me, and that upsets me because I know that's not the way you should react to someone genuinely giving a fuck about you. I don't want you to be like me. I never want you to feel the way I have, but it looks like things are turning out that fucking way. Having the few needs that you verbalize, taken care of, should not be considered a chore by someone who claims that they want to be in your life. Because I know what it's like to come out of every single fucking interaction with someone feeling worse about yourself than you did before entering it. Sweetheart, I know that love is hard, It's never fucking easy, but it shouldn't be this hard. You shouldn't be jumping through hoops and putting yourself down for a crumb of affection. You're better than this. And you deserve more than that fuckwit is giving you. You don't even complain all that fucking much, okay? You're literally the most stupidly courteous person on this godforsaken planet. And I'm sick of you always turning to that bitchy little shit when you need help only to be rebuffed and told that you're overreacting. Do you know how much I wish you would turn to me when you need help? When you need someone to anchor you when your day has been utter fucking hell? Because I love you. Not that fucker. They never did. I've always loved you. And you're so fucking dumb to have never realized that. I told you that you're my best friend, and that means I love you and your stupid fucking self. Because you're kind and caring and sweet. Because you tuck me in when I fall asleep on the couch and refuse to let me leave the apartment on an empty stomach in the morning. Because for some goddamn reason, you can read me better than anyone else and know that I'm not always as strong as I try to act. Because you're the only person who knows that I never actually mean it and I protest being held and coddled. And every time I see you with that asshole, I just want to rip their throat out. Every time they leave, your eyes are a little sadder and your face a little more pained. And it breaks my heart seeing you like that. Knowing that son of bitch is doing this to you. I didn't want to overstep my boundaries. But I still wanted to protect you. And I still wanted to make things okay in the end. I just wanted your pain to stop. But I couldn't. Because this is your life, and I have no right to force you to do anything, to force you to do what I think is best for you, because what the fuck do I really know anyways in the end? I'm just as confused and lost as you are. But please, please, just remember, you're amazing and wonderful and so very worthy of being loved. You deserve someone who will make you smile. Not because that'll make you more willing to please, but because they love seeing you smile. You deserve someone who expects you to give them all of yourself, because they will give you just as much in return. You deserve someone who will love you. All of you. From the tip of your toes to the top of your head. Babe. You deserve better.